It is Monday, December 11th, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about what we're going to talk about and much more at talkbusiness.net. Michael, how are you on this Monday?
I'm doing well. How's the world in Northwest Arkansas?
It's turning. It's going. It's never sleeping.
Okay.
Or rarely sleeping, I suppose.
Yep.
I want to talk to you about something called the American Community Survey. It's this report that takes a snapshot of a four-year period for states, including Arkansas. And I don't know what we come up with other than there's some interesting numbers in there. Everything from median income to how many bachelor's degrees are in the state. What do you make of this report?
Well, it's first of all, you know, it's a Census Bureau report. It's based on surveys, volunteer surveys that families and individuals do. And then, then the Census Department plugs it into a formula and they pull some broad numbers out of it. So I wouldn't treat it as gospel. I mean, it's not 100% accurate, but it is a good baseline. The Census Bureau's done it, conducts this. Has conducted, I should say, over a period of decades, so it does create a good baseline. And often, we will see when the census then is conducted every 10 years, you can see that the surveys aren't that far off. I'll provide that caveat. But the key metric in this report, and you noted it, this is for statistics. If you love statistics and numbers, then you probably this is your thing. But the key metric in this was that the state's median household income fell almost 1% compared to the previous report. Went from 42,857 during the 2007-2011 snapshot to 42,336 through the 2012 and 2016 snapshot. Now, obviously, that's not the direction you want to go. The survey that it does not provide any reasons why numbers change. We talked to Dr. Michael Packow with the Arkansas Economic Development Institute. He couldn't provide any reason. He knew that that his point was that wages have been going up in Arkansas based on reports, both anecdotal and through reporting, but. He suggested that sometimes you can get these survey or these kind of results in a limited survey. So we'll see if there's any revision in future surveys. Now, the Arkansas median income fell, but the U.S. median income was up 3.2% in the same period. So hopefully that will be revised. And as you said, there are some other numbers. For example, the number of people with bachelor's degrees increased. And then there are just a list of numbers I thought was interesting is that the survey found that 87.7% of Arkansans had some form of health insurance. 94.6% of Arkansans were born in the United States. And only 0.6% of owner-occupied homes in Arkansas are valued at more than $1 million. Now, that's probably like 6% in Northwest Arkansas, but for the rest of the state, it's much lower.
One other number that's at the bottom, and you can find this story at talkbusiness.net, is that nearly 88% of Arkansans had some form of health insurance coverage. That is a number that's higher than it's been in the past.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we can mark that up to Obamacare. Now, it'll be interesting to see how that number changes in the next snapshot. If Governor Hutchinson gets the waiver to reduce the poverty level line, that's estimated to take 60,000 people, you know, off that exchange or off that care and into an exchange. So that'll probably change. But this is a good snapshot of where Arkansas is. There was a slight increase in the poverty rate also. So it's not, it wasn't the most positive snapshot Arkansas could have had.
No, and it, and if and you you mentioned it, if you're into statistics, this is a great report because it tells you what the average monthly rent is in the state, the commute times. You can just spend a lot of time. And like you said, it's not gospel, and you may not come out with as many answers as questions, but it's still interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And again, we'll see how it's revised. We watch these close.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. He talks to us almost every Friday and Monday. Michael, thank you so much. Have a great work week.
You're welcome, sir. Same.